It's Wednesday, November 13th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
In defiance of Bolivia's constitution, a right-wing senator declares herself acting president as Evo Morales vows to fight on. Meanwhile, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff adds bribery to the list of Trump's impeachable offenses. And lastly, new polling finds that 34 million Americans know someone who died because they couldn't pay for health care.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Bolivian Senator Jeanine Añez, a leader of the nation's right-wing opposition party, declared herself interim president of the country Tuesday night. CNN reports that members of former President Evo Morales' leftist party did not attend the session Tuesday, leaving the legislative chamber short of the legal minimum number of lawmakers required to appoint her. Morales, Bolivia's first indigenous president, denounced Añez's move as illegitimate, urging his remaining supporters in the legislature to battle on. The Guardian reported that hundreds of Morales's backers rallied near the Bolivian embassy building late Tuesday to denounce Añez's assumption of the presidency as unlawful. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff told NPR he already sees several potential impeachable offenses Trump has committed, including bribery. Said Schiff, quote, bribery, first of all, as the founders understood bribery, was not as we understand it in law today. It was much broader. It connoted the breach of a public trust in a way where you're offering official acts for some personal or political reason, not in the nation's interest, unquote. Schiff said that to prove bribery, you have to show that the president was, quote, soliciting something of value, which Schiff thinks multiple witnesses before his committee have testified to in private.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
A new poll from Gallup found that millions of Americans know someone who died because they could not afford the care they needed. About 13% of people, 34 million Americans, said that a friend or family member had died in the last 5 years because they did not receive needed medical treatment or medication due to their inability to pay. Low-income people of color or under age 45 were most likely to report knowing of such a death. The poll also found that 23% of adults, about 58 million people, said that at least once in the past 12 months, they were unable to pay for medication their doctor prescribed. That's up from about 19% who reported so-called medication insecurity in January. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Bloomberg News reports that the U.S. economy has enriched the 1% so much, they now hold almost as much wealth as the middle and upper middle classes combined. The report found that the nation's poorest are burdened with 35% of U.S. tax liabilities, while only possessing 6% of its assets. Advisors to Donald Trump are reportedly working on a plan to slash the, quote, middle class tax rate to 15%. Tax experts and progressive critics slam Trump's pre-election stunt as an admission that the first round of Republican tax cuts did nothing for most Americans while further enriching the wealthiest. Politico reports that Hillary Clinton has declined to rule out launching a future presidential campaign after her last two failed bids. Said Clinton, quote, as I say, never, never, never say never. I will certainly tell you I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it, unquote. Maybe try saying never to this one. And lastly, a senior Trump administration official has been caught embellishing her resume with misleading claims. NBC News found that Mina Chang, a State Department deputy, invented a role on a UN panel, claimed she had addressed both the Democratic and Republican national conventions, and implied that she had testified before Congress. Chang was being considered for a new job at the State Department with a budget of more than $1 billion.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, live or later, wherever your podcasts are found.